Welcome to the Effective Engineering Manager podcast.
It's good to be here. It's your time today, Slava. What would you like to talk about?
Today, I'd like to share the root cause analysis, or RCA, as one of the most powerful tools available to engineering managers that help to eliminate production incidents. I will go over what an RCA is, the benefits, the process of doing RCAs using 5Y's technique, and the best practices. And in the end, we'll provide a checklist to help our listeners to implement the RCAs effectively.
Sounds great. Reliability and quality are things we all as engineering managers care deeply about. So tell us, what is the RCA and how does it help us improve the quality of software and as a result, reduce production incidents?
Yes, the RCA is a process that allows us to identify and implement improvements to processes and tools that will help us to prevent human errors from happening in the future. And it's important to mention that the RCA process is non-punitive because root causes are often gaps in the processes and technology, and rarely people.
Yeah, that's so true. It definitely has to be non-punitive because, you don't want to scare people away. And often, and you're right, it's often tied to a lot of your own processes. So how are RCAs different from postmortems then?
RCAs and postmortems work hand in hand, but they're not the same thing, for sure. Postmortems are about what happened and who did what and how to get the system back to the normal state. The RCA, on the other side, is so effective because it helps to identify and eliminate classes of problems. It's different from postmortems because it doesn't care who did what and how. What RCA cares about it is why it happened and what we can do to prevent it from happening again. And by the way, sometimes the term root cause is misused. If the root cause is mentioned without conducting an RCA, most likely they are talking about a cause and not a root cause. An example of a cause is a rack of servers going down because the power went out. The root cause here is that there was no budget allocated to put the rack on a UPS.
So how do we go about conducting an RCA?
We conduct RCA by running an RCA meeting. The output of the RCA meeting is an RCA document that is shared with the team. And one of the most effective ways of conducting the RCA is a technique called 5Whys. The way it works is that we keep asking question why until we run out of answers or we leave the circle for our influence. And the 5Whys technique was invented at the Toyota company in the 1930s. And it became popular in the 1970s. It's called 5Whys because typically it's the number of times we have to ask why to get to the root cause. And by the way, this is not a hard rule. If you ask this question 6, 7, or 10 times to get to the root cause, that's fine. And if you end up asking why only 3 times to get to the root cause, that's fine too. 5Whys is just an easy to remember brand name, and that's why I use it as well. So keep in mind that it's common to follow multiple lines of questioning and find multiple root causes. Sometimes it's a simple, clear-cut root cause, but oftentimes the team may find and come up with more than one root cause. And just let's remember that root causes are rarely people and often technology and processes, because people make mistakes, and this is up to the technology and processes to help people to avoid mistakes. That's why it's important that the line of questioning is blameless. Don't use names of people, and certainly do not use words like I, you, he, she, or them. And the best way is to use passive voice. So instead of saying, he did that, say, that was done, or that happened. If you still need to use some sort of a personal reference, use we.
Sounds good. So keeping the RCA blameless, as we said, makes a lot of sense because it allows the team to focus on exploring facts instead of assigning blame. So with that in mind, how do we structure the RCA meeting to ensure it's not blameless?
Yes, let's dig into this structure of the RCA meeting. Step number one, we state facts. And this is a very brief overview of what we know with a focus on the problem. What happened and when. We don't care who did what and how. And this makes the section statement of facts of the RCA document. Step number two, we do the 5Whys. We we go through each statement of facts and ask questions why until we get to the obvious root cause or we cross our circle of influence. For example, the statement of fact is production went down. Why? Because there was a new deployment that had a bug. Why was there a bug? Because the code wasn't tested. Why wasn't the code tested? Because our schedule doesn't accommodate testing. And as you can see, here are two obvious root causes. Number one, the code wasn't tested. And number two, the schedule didn't account for the need for testing. And different teams use different notations to separate questions and answers and mark the root causes. I recommend starting with the right angle bracket for separating questions and answers, a pair per line. And also use the letter R in round brackets to tag a root cause. And it's important that we don't discuss ideas for resolving root causes during the five whys, because it will distract us from the flow of questions and answers. We do care about solutions. We just don't want to miss exploring the topic. And the solutions are discussed in the next step. And the step number three in the RCA meeting is to come up with solutions to the root causes. This generates the section proposed solutions of the RCA document. I recommend creating a table with three columns: the root cause, the proposed solution, and task tracking. The first column contains the root causes. You just cut and paste those from the five whys. The column number two is proposed solutions. And the best way to come up with proposed solutions is to brainstorm with the team. Encourage everyone to participate. And if you are the meeting moderator or the manager, I suggest to hold your thoughts until everyone puts their ideas forward. Once you've gotten through all root causes and also gotten through the proposed solutions, create tickets with action items in your issue tracking system. Logging action items can be done outside of the RCA meeting, but I do encourage doing it immediately after the meeting while it's still fresh. Just create the tickets with action items and put the links back to the RCA document. Make sure that the tickets themselves with action items have links to the RCA document as well. Action items must be prioritized over the other work because they solve classes of problems. The more action items delayed, the greater the chance of the problem resurfacing. And do track completion of action items the same way you track important projects. Once the RCA document is ready, share it with everyone concerned and update the RCA library. And that's how the RCA process works.
Well, that sounds great. It's a great process. Can you give our listeners some tips on how to make the RCA work and work well?
Sure. Here are some tips on how to make the root cause analysis even more effective. First of all, when to do the RCAs. I recommend doing RCAs for every situation that affects your customers, external or internal. Minimally, do RCAs for all production incidents or bugs found in production. Train your team to conduct RCAs in the next day or two after the production incident. Same true for internal test environments, because these incidents impact your broader team ability to deliver on time and with quality. Second, limit the RCA meeting to folks who are directly connected to the incident. These can be developers, ops, test engineers, pretty much anyone who knows the facts can ask questions and provide answers. 3 to 5 participants is the optimal number, and the organizer of the meeting can be the manager or a team lead. Third, politely interrupt those who try to talk at length. The RCA is just a quick succession of questions why and the answers. And it doesn't really have a place for let me explain how it works. I noticed it helps to stay on track if at the beginning of the RCA meeting we explain the structure of the meeting and that we may be interrupting folks who try to do a deep dive. Fourth, I suggest managers take responsibility to drive the RCA meeting and take notes. Alternatively, designate a moderator if you're going to be actively participating. Usually it has to be someone who is very good at taking accurate notes fast. And fifth, prioritize execution of the action items from the RCAs. It may be tempting to delay fixing the root causes because usually the fixes are non-trivial, especially given our busy engineering schedules. I suggest getting an early buy-in from your chain of command to dedicate 5 to 10% of your team's time to addressing root causes. I'm yet to see a manager who would refuse an opportunity to address classes of problems that are causing reliability and quality issues.
Yeah, sign me up. I'll write on that one for sure. So this sounds great. Can you now give our listeners a quick checklist that they can use to make sure they do root cause analysis effectively?
Yes, here it is. First, educate the team on the process with a stress on the blame-free nature of the RCA. Second, invite everyone connected to the incident, maximum 5 people, to keep the meeting manageable. Third, break the RCA meeting into 3 parts. What we know, or statement of facts, 5 whys, and proposed solutions. Fourth, document and share the RCA document with your team. And fifth, prioritize and track execution of the action items using an issue tracking system.
Thank you, Slava. This was excellent stuff.
Thank you, Adam. More good stuff is coming. And I encourage our listeners to let us know what they think and send us more topics to cover. Our email is contact@effectiveem.com or find us on the web at effectiveem.com.